This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. Hope you have your seatbelts on because we're in the nuclear hot seat. And as we keep up with paying for the show, don't forget Power Mall promotions this week. NAHS products, 10% off. Cast will be on Tuesday. Back in stock, Bone Active Oil, 10% off. Clay this week. Perry A will be in on Friday. Himalayan Salt, now back in stock. The vaccine CD set, Sherry Rogers, 2018 interview show CD special. All of her interviews. New products from Vita. Mere Coco Cabana Shampoo and Conditioner, Natural Aloe Soap, and Natural Goat's Milk Soap. New products from Mother Earth Minerals, Healthy Balance. Healthy Balance is part of a Maximin product line. It's a professional-grade liquid ionic mineral concentrate dietary supplement containing a comprehensive combination of the most important dietary minerals required for optimal health. And if there's something I've learned in my reading, a lot of issues we have with our bodies are caused by a lack of minerals. And a lot of problems we get from them are from not a lack of radioactive isotopes. New from Living Streams, Carbon-60, new Cardio Miracle Nitric Oxide Health Drink, the Miracle Molecule. Order from CardioMiracle.com, the Power Hour, or 1-877-817-9829, and keep your body as healthy as you can so you can listen to the show and serve the Lord better. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum was a movie a long time ago, but a funny thing happened to me in the studio when I was in Toronto at that channel in 2009 is it came across a science article about scientists drilling the deepest hole into active deep-sea fault zone just off Japan with this research vessel called the Chikyu. And when it happened, you know, I'm kind of being facetious at the time, but I'm just saying, you know, don't be the slightest bit surprised if there's a major earthquake and tsunami after this event. Because if you know anything about anything, you know, the last thing you want to drill a hole in is to anything that's on pressure, because you're going to be wearing it. And when you start talking about a giant fault line off Japan, which is notorious for earthquakes and tsunamis in its history, that just sounded to me like, you know, Homer Simpson was kind of operating that drill with some of his team from the power plant. It was just absolutely insane. And lo and behold, on that magic 311 day, for people who are into numerology, we had an incident. And that incident just completely and totally obfuscated this plant and created probably the greatest environmental disaster that the world will ever know. And, you know, one thing I do have to, you know, at least be glad of, I guess they call them the Fukushima 50, where the men who went back into that event to try to slow it down or keep control of equipment and such like that, in probably the most toxic environment that any human being could be put in. It also reminded me of like those Russian sailors that were on that nuclear submarine that had the meltdown. It's just mind-boggling that there's people that are so brave and so determined to save the rest of us, whether we know or understand it or not. I call some of these great people in life time catalysts, because you'll never be known. No one will ever know too much. But at certain points in time, whether by doing something, taking an action on something, you change the destiny of life on the planet. Or sometimes by doing certain bits of research or speaking on something, is you change the future by just making evil take a back seat, by turning off something dangerous or getting people to actually think, reason, and change their behavior. And this is something our guest is, as far as I'm concerned, Libby Halevi. She's nuclearhotseat.com, a very gifted speaker and researcher. And you know, I very much encourage you to go over her audio podcast and follow up on anywhere she goes or what she does to get you in that hot seat and really realize what they're doing to us. And sometimes I don't think that they can all be that stupid. It's almost like they're trying to kill us by design, or at least make great amounts of money for big pharma or something like that, because they got to live in this environment too. So it's almost like the lunatics are running the asylum. What can you tell us about the these 50 men at Fukushima who went back in and some of the actions they took to save us?
They were led by a plant manager named Masao Yoshida, who was in charge at the time of the accident. And one of the things that has been covered up intensely by the nuclear industry is the fact that while the tsunami made the accident magnitudes worse than it would have been otherwise, the earthquake had already started serious problems. There were steam pipes, and that's where the heat from the jet, from the nuclear reaction comes off and is used to fuel the steam generators that make the energy. The steam pipes had already broken. People were running out for their lives because it was superheated, and they had to get away from it. And that was the start of meltdown. Then when the tsunami hit, they had built Fukushima on the same level as sea level, and they had to shave a cliff down to do it there. And the decision was made to build it there because it was cheaper than having to truck it up to the top of the hill where it would have been safe from the tsunami. This was back in the building process. But so you have these reactors that, first of all, have broken pipes in them that are creating huge problems. And then the tsunami comes in, and it takes out their electricity, their backup power, all of their ability to cool it. And the only thing that could be done other than fleeing, which the men who stayed, and it was all men, the men who stayed knew that if they ran away, there would be no hope and no help because that thing would go into meltdown and God only knows how far it would go. And it did have an explosion. It had hydrogen explosions there. So Masao Yoshida and a crew of approximately 50 other workers stayed behind, and they hooked up car batteries to have the power to be able to run pumps, to be able to pour water on the equipment at Fukushima so that they could do whatever they could to forestall the meltdown. And these men are getting catastrophic doses of radiation because, I mean, the nuclear fuel is out of control. It is heating up. It is spewing particles. They are pouring water. The steam is carrying the particles up into the air. They are surrounded by it, but they don't give up and they don't go away. And the fact that things aren't worse in the world today as a result of Fukushima is directly because of Yoshida and the men who worked with him. And unfortunately, Masao Yoshida passed of cancer a little over 3 years after Fukushima, and Tokyo Electric Power Company had the nerve to say that the accident had nothing to do with it.
That is just mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling. It is just so disturbing that, you have heroes like this doing what has to be done, and that, basically their employers, the political Politburo, say nothing, do nothing, and just allow this to go on like it was some kind of imaginary dream. It's an insult, really, to bureaucracy, all bureaucracies, because this seems to be going right across all fields. And we're very big into health on Power Hour Nation and some of the mess-ups there. And, one of the great protégés for me was Jane Burgermeister, who was talking about the vaccine industry and the flu and many of these other health-related issues, and the fact that all this is covered up by like a medical mafia, and that, she ended up getting arrested, I believe, in Vienna back in the day for trying to speak out about the fact that they had a contaminated flu vaccine, and they were going to release it to us to be injected. And it's only because of a test that was done in one of the countries that it was found out to be contaminated and that everyone would have got the flu, like the bird flu, and could very well have died. And her reward was, to be put in prison. So this is just phenomenal.
The industries that are out there have a vested financial interest in covering up the truth when it comes to any kind of an industrial accident or an industrial situation that causes a great deal of harm to a large number of people, because they've got the money. They want to cover their posteriors. They want to keep making the money. They want to keep having the power. And when it comes to nuclear in particular, we have been lied to about radiation since before the first nuclear bomb was set off, which was the Trinity test in Arizona in New Mexico, in Alamogordo. There was an embedded reporter from the New York Times there, and he was brought in specifically to write the cover story so that nobody would be freaked out about this enormous explosion in the middle of the desert. He said it was, you know, a munitions dump. But he specifically was told not to include anything about radiation. And he was embedded in, I was supposed to go to Hiroshima, but the plane he was on couldn't take off. But he was in one of the follow planes at Nagasaki. And he wrote a 10-part story on the marvels and wonders of the nuclear bomb and the nuclear promise and all of that that ran in the New York Times and then was offered for free to any publication that wanted it. So our baseline understanding of the world of nuclear came from this man, Bill, I'm forgetting his last name right now. They call him Atomic Bill. And in 10 articles, there were only 8 small mentions of radiation at all, and nothing of the devastation that radiation had caused to the people of Japan, so that they were dying weeks after the bombs went off. We have been lied to, and radiation truth has been hidden from us for all this time. Right, one of the things I want to be able to talk about is the microparticles that have now been found in Japan following Fukushima, and the fact that this is a major contributor to the devastating health impact that is there and that continues to be there. Do we have time at this point to go into it?
Yes, you can start into that. We have a few minutes, and we'll continue after that.
Okay. This comes from a report from a group called simplyinfo.org, and they have the largest publicly held database of documentation on Fukushima in the world, and it's free and it's available to anybody. And every year they issue a report. This is from their 2019 report, which is coming out next week. I have it on the show. It's 2 weeks ago on my show number 401. I have an extended interview on it. But the microparticles were created when the nuclear fuel melted, and it was so hot it melted the zirconium tubes that were holding the steaming water, you know, the boiling water. It melted down through the concrete. It mixed with that. The radionuclides mixed with that. They fused together. And then when there were the explosions and the releases from Fukushima, they were carried out into the atmosphere. These are tiny particles, so small that they can be carried by the wind. They are inhalable. They do not break down either in the human body or the environment. Once they are there, they are there. And they have been located. We've had researchers taking samples on the ground all over. We have documented evidence that these particles have been found not only at the Fukushima Daiichi site within Fukushima Prefecture, but all the way down to Tokyo. They have found these particles on the ground. And what that means is that there's nuclear contamination there that can be kicked up by the wind, that if it can be deposited anywhere. And if you get one of these things in your lung, it's going to stay there and continuously emit radionuclides, which will, in effect, burn their way into creating cancer in your body.
Oh, lovely. Okay, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramol. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermol.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I am your Canadian guest host, George Freund from Conspiracy Cafe. Joining me today is Libby Halevi, putting us in the nuclear hot seat, telling us about microparticles and the dangers and risks to our bodies that we're ingesting all the time. Compliments of Big Brother government, and they have been doing this for so long. One project they had back in 1958, Project Argus, the explosion of three nuclear bombs in the Van Allen belt. Thank you very much. That helped probably get that all around the world. Project Starfish, 1962. A large nuclear device was exploded at 250 miles altitude that trapped new electrons in the magnetosphere. How positively delightful. And, of course, our Fukushima accident, which was probably no accident at all. It just was, at best, a compound of mistakes, negligence, and on behalf of the people operating this plant. But there were allegations from a reporter named Jim Stone that there were bombs planted in there as well to help bring us to this hot seat. But that's another story. Anyway, continue with the microparticles that are spreading around.
That's just one way of the radiation spreading. And I bring that up because one of the reasons that Japan has been working so strenuously to hide and cover up any kind of awareness of what's actually happening, meaning the contamination of water, land, the environment, the housing. I mean, it really should be like Chernobyl, a complete no-go zone around Hiroshima. But the Tokyo Olympics are going to be held in 2020. We call them the radioactive Olympics, the nuclear Olympics, the no-Olympics. But this was something that was secured by Shinzo Abe, the current prime minister of Japan, after Fukushima by lying and saying, it's all covered, it's all taken care of. So they're going to be having softball and baseball games played in Fukushima City, which is 40 kilometers, that's about 25 miles away from the Fukushima Daiichi plant. The running of the Olympic torch is going to start in Fukushima. So the runners are going to be out there. They're going to be world-class athletes there. There are athletes and support workers for the Games who are going to be housed in the housing units that were originally built for a professional soccer training stadium. Then after Fukushima, everybody was moved out, and this is where the workers stayed. The workers from Fukushima were kept there for 7 years. That was where they were housed. And then they were moved out. They did something of a cleanup, and that's where elite athletes and supporters are going to be housed during the Olympics. Now, all of this is being done. I mean, first of all, it does put people who are going to be there for the short time of the Olympics at risk. There's no such thing as not being at risk if you are in this environment. But worse than that, it's being used to force the people who were from that area to move back. They're taking away the housing subsidies. They're closing down the temporary housing that is there, or they're going to be closing that down because Japan wants to save face. They want the appearance of normalcy there when it's anything but normal. If you have radioactive particles, these microparticles that are in the environment and found there, all it takes is inhaling one. And there's no telling where that one will come from or when it will come to you. And the thing about radiation is it does, unless you're exposed to a catastrophic dose, it takes a very long time for the impact to show up. We do know that there have been increased rates of thyroid cancer off the chart in terms of how much more than usual in children who were in and around Fukushima. That's one study that's being done. But for the most part, medical studies aren't being done. They don't want the data because if they don't have the data, there's nothing to check and there's nothing to look at. So they can prove, nothing's going on, when really people's health has been compromised. Certainly there's the trauma and the impact of the trauma on people's lives. They've been completely uprooted, and now they're being forced back to create the illusion for the world for the 2 or 3 weeks of the Olympics that everything is all right in Japan and that Fukushima is not a problem. Fukushima is going to be a problem forever. The half-life of plutonium, which was one of the radionuclides released, half-life, how long it takes for it to become half as toxic, is 24,000 years. And it takes anywhere from 10 to 20 or more half-life cycles for something that toxic to go flat. So you're talking about, conservatively, 240,000 years before that stuff is safe. If that's not forever, I don't know what is. Certainly in human terms, it is. And that's what's released there. Also, the area cannot be decontaminated. You can only decontaminate something if you can get all of the materials and put it away where it's going to be safe. But there is contamination in the hills above that can never be decontaminated. It gets washed down into the land. The wind blows the dust around. The place is a mess.
And it's not going to get any better until we put more power in our hour. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization. The suit claims the Trump company failed to pay his attorney and legal fees and costs in connection with various matters while he was still employed there. He's seeking right around $2 million. Thursday on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi was being pressed about Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar's recent comments about U.S. policy on Israel.
I don't think that that the Congresswoman is perhaps appreciate the full weight of how it's heard by other people, although I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic way.
The House is expected to vote on a bill opposing hate, although the measure does not mention Congressman Omar by name. Your final numbers on Wall Street Thursday, the Dow was down 200 points to close at 25,473. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund from Conspiracy Cafe. Joining us today for this super-duper report on nuclear issues is Libby Halevi from NuclearHotSeat.com, putting us in the nuclear hot seat so we can understand what's cooking us. And these issues are very, very deep, very, very broad. I know ages ago we covered the Gulf oil disaster and this as well. And one of the predictive programming films back in the day, Hollywood's big on a lot of these things for whatever reason. Maybe it's the holographic theory of the universe, or maybe it's the people say that we're game theory. That's what the universe really is. But in this movie, there was a big picture of numbers on the wall. If you saw it, you probably remember it. One of them was a phone number that took you to Washington State, to a town called Kennewick. And I don't think anybody keeps that phone number anymore after it's been revealed. But this is the home of Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. And this is part of the U.S. Department of Energy's National Laboratories Office of Science into Nuclear Things. And it is also the location of the notorious Hanford nuclear site. So it just seemed very ironic it was there, but the power numbers are 9814 in the middle. 81 is the country code for Japan. 9 was the power of the earthquake. And there's a 14-hour time difference between Japan and the eastern United States. So it is a very interesting coincidence. They also had a news article about the Gulf oil disaster playing on the TV in the movie as well that presaged the oil rig disaster. Very unusual things. For whatever reason, we see these issues come before our eyes. But we have to really get down and deal with the contaminants that are all over the world. I came across now this other disaster in Russia, the Kishtym disaster. It was 29 September 1957, level 6 on the International Nuclear Event Scale, the third most severe incident after Chernobyl and Fukushima. And they guesstimate, you know, probably 8,000 people were killed directly, you know, but probably far more as this plume cloud drifted all over the old Soviet Union. And, of course, they would be upfront and honest about the death tolls, I'm sure. Probably no better or no worse than us, I'm afraid. Where do we go now in trying to get a better solution to this fire? Can it ever be put out?
To the best of the knowledge that exists right now, no. The problem is that once the genie is out of the bottle, there's no way to put it back in. And we've been dealing with this nuclear genie since the Trinity test and the bombs and everything since then. But what people don't understand is that it's not just the major accidents, which we can hear about and we can focus on, which are dreadful, they're terrible, that are the nuclear danger. There's also the danger that comes with the nuclear reactors that are placed around the country and around the world to generate electricity, which are all being touted as being clean and green and carbon-free. And that's a huge lie. First of all, every reactor leaks. It leaks radiation. It leaks it always into the groundwater. It's tritium in the groundwater because it needs such huge amounts of water to cool it that some leakage, some contamination does happen. But the big cover-up is that radiation spikes during fueling outages when they are changing over the fuel rods from inside the reactor and putting the spent ones, which are filled with radioactive plutonium, almost weapons-grade plutonium. This is how India and Pakistan both got their bombs. It was from radiation that came from plutonium that came from the reactors that we gave them. But during refueling, when these hot rods of fuel are taken out of the reactor and put in spent fuel pools, and the fresh rods are put in, there is an enormous spike in radiation that happens. It happens within a relatively short period of time, a few days at the very most. The way the nuclear industry gets around that danger, because the danger is highest during refueling, is A, they don't let anybody know when refueling is happening, for security reasons, among other things. But the Nuclear Regulatory Commission averages out any emissions from a nuclear facility over a full year. There will be no more than one refueling in a year. So what is a concentrated dose in a short period of time, by the time you average that out over 365 days, it looks like, oh, it's not much at all. It's nothing to be worried about. It's less than an extra and all the other cliches that you will hear. But where there's a concentrated dose, and it also accumulates in the water, in the land. We have a study out of England, multiple studies out of England, a researcher there named Dr. Ian Fairley, who has shown that living within 10 miles of a nuclear reactor increases the risk for your children coming down with either leukemia or thyroid cancer. Those are the first two that do show up, and they show up most readily in young bodies where the cells are duplicating rapidly. So any kind of ding that the radioactivity does to the body gets multiplied over and over again, and that's why it shows up in the young people first. It is
there is no, and then we have the problem of what do you do with the waste, with radioactive waste. You know, they love saying, oh, we need carbon-free nuclear. That's like taking a sheet of steel, putting a pinhole through it, look through the pinhole at nuclear and go, oh, yeah, I see. When you generate at the point of generation, at that split second, there is no carbon, there are no carbon emissions. But if you look at the entire fuel cycle from uranium mining and the tailings that are left behind to poison the native people who have been digging it up, and then the transport, and then the purification of it into whatever the radioactive product needs to be, and then the transport, and then the building of these facilities, and then afterwards the dismantling of the facilities, and then the storage of the waste for the foreseeable future and beyond the foreseeable future, all of that takes carbon. And all of that makes it so that when we talk about emissions being carbon-free, they also need to be radiation-free. Because otherwise, you're trading one nightmare for a worse nightmare. Because maybe we can turn around carbon, but we have no way. There is no technology on Earth that is known at this time that can turn around radioactivity. It cannot neutralize what it is we've created. So basically, we are creating and we are propagating the source of our own eventual down-the-line death as a species, as possibly life on planet. I don't know. But I do know this, and this is, again, a lot of it is information I only recently learned and impacts me, that there are three ways that you can be damaged by radioactivity. You can have physical damage by exposure, like the people from Chernobyl who had the equivalent of sunburn and, you know, all of that damage taking place where it actually harms the physical body of the person who is exposed to it, their physical being. It can damage your DNA in such a way that your offspring will have problems. And if you look at the children in the world today, certainly here in the United States, there are problems that did not exist when I was a kid. You know, there are allergies. I remember when autism was a rare disease, autoimmune problems. There are all kinds of cancer rates. There are things that are off the charts that are wrong with kids, with adults, with everyone. And we're, the one thing that nobody ever looks at as possibly being a cause is radiation. So it could be that the offspring are ill. But here's the one that I just learned that is, for me, the most frightening. And that is that there can be subclinical damage in someone who has been exposed to radiation, meaning you don't get sick, or maybe you only have a little something that shows up. Your kids don't have any of the physical symptoms, but they do have damage in their DNA that got passed along, and it is recessive. If they mate with someone who has that same recessive, the gene expresses itself, which is why it's the grandchildren who are now bearing the weight of our earlier generations of radiation exposure, because the damage is showing up and it will continue to show up. Only the time lag is so great that it is difficult, if not impossible, to prove a connection between cause and effect, even if that connection is there. And that's the way the nuclear industry gets away with it. It's like, so long, it's kind of prove it. You don't have the data. You didn't collect the data, you know, and this is one of the things that Nuclear Hot Seat has allowed me to do by covering this story week after week for almost 8 full years, over 400 episodes. I get to see the little tiny pieces and put them together. And the overall picture is frightening. And we do need to protect our health. There are certain things that I have learned to do to protect myself. And we also need to start funding research to see if there is any way to neutralize this stuff. I keep hearing about microorganisms that eat radiation. Well, that's great. Can we breed a whole bunch of them and set them loose in the world? And what are going to be the unintended consequences of that? But we'll deal with it. Or is there perhaps a more engineering solution to it? We don't know, and there is no money known to be invested in taking that tax. So basically, we continue to poison ourselves by people who think that money is more important than life, and that they are immune to the consequences. And I bet if they look at the cancer rates within their immediate life, their immediate neighborhood, even within their own bodies, they will find that absolutely is not so.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And we're back to another break. Wish we had another hour, because we're really starting to get hot in the hot seat. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host, George Freund. Joining us today, Libby Halevy, NuclearHotSeat.com, and we are in the hot seat, Revelation 8, 11. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third part of the waters became one word, Wormwood, and many died of the waters because they were made bitter. Wormwood is an herb. It grows in the hills of the Ukraine, and Ukrainian it is Chernobyl. Hint, hint, hint. That herb is supposed to be very good at killing cancer cells in combination with iron. I take it all the time. I also use the seaweed dulse and added that to my diet. And I'm not afraid to use nascent iodine and things like that as little band-aids for health problems. Edward Teller, the father of the H-bomb, said, "Life improves slowly and goes wrong fast." and only catastrophe is clearly visible. But I have to chastise him a little bit there, because our catastrophe is clearly invisible. These are invisible microscopic particles frequently, and we don't know where they are and what they're doing. We only find out when it's too late, if we even find out then. I read a short piece on the underground ice wall at Fukushima. How is that thing doing?
I call it the slushy. It is, first of all, unproven technology that they put in place at great cost, which, of course, was harvested. The money was harvested by you know, cronies within Japan. But the problem is that this is meant to be a wall that keeps the water from that flows through the plant from going out into the Pacific Ocean. And there are problems with that. First of all, the water is coming from rains on the mountains behind Fukushima, you know, tunnels down. And because it cannot be decontaminated, the hills can never be decontaminated, it's impossible, it carries radiation down with it, and it funnels through the basement of the plant. This is actually a problem of water going through the plant that predates the accident. And in coming out, that was what was going into the ocean and polluting it. There's still, it's 100,000 gallons a day, I think is the figure, of water that goes through. And they try to divert it to be able to take it out and clean the radionuclides from it in the hope of one day being able to release it back into the Pacific. But the slushy, first of all, it has lots of breakdowns. Water gets out from there. And they do not know if Japan hits a heat wave, and it gets hot up there during the summer. The beaches are full when the beaches are open because they're close to Fukushima, and sometimes they're not. If we don't know how it's going to hold up in hot weather. We don't know how it's going to hold up during the Olympics. And meanwhile, every day there's more water coming down. And for whatever they can clean out of the water, There are certain substances they've not been able to get out, including cesium, strontium, and tritium, all of which are radionuclides that are stored in water tanks on site at Fukushima. They're running out of space. They have no space to put the tanks, no space to put the water, and every day there's more water. It's like the bad version of from Fantasia. Remember when the Sorcerer's Apprentice has got all that water happening and the brooms are carrying the water? It's like they're doing that, but there's no wizard to wave his wand and say, okay, we can get rid of it now. There's no way to get rid of it. So it is an experiment in technology that probably isn't doing anywhere near the job that it's touted to be doing.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Well, we're coming near the end, so I guess maybe before I give it back to you, I'll have to thank you for coming to join us today, because I think this has been very enlightening to shine some light on this horrible, horrible catastrophe that is unfolding every day for the rest of our lives and every generation after us as far as we can see. And, you know, even if we lobby politicians and go after the crooks, it's really not going to change the circumstances to any great degree. This is just like a slow-motion microwave oven destroying our bodies and the bodies of the generations of everyone after us. But at least in the hot seat here with Libby Halevy, author of a great book, Yes, I Glow in the Dark, 1 mile from Three Mile Island to Fukushima and the Nuclear Hot Seat, available on Amazon. Do look it up, do get it, and help support her ministry by going to her website, signing up on her Facebook page, and all those other wonderful things, so that at least you can be in the loop, not just for this, but in case there's another island that gets a little too hot closer to you down the road, because you're probably going to hear it from her more than you'd ever hear it from local authorities, because they'll keep you in the dark. And, you know, we just have to give you a great Power Hour Nation Medal of Honor for taking the insight, the initiative, and the daring to report, to study, to analyze all this data, to present it to people, to try to spread it to as broad an audience as you can, because that's about the only hope we really have in this world, is that people take the initiative. I did a show ages ago called, you know, see the need, take the initiative, and you definitely have done that. And for that, we're very grateful for you and all the work you've done and all the work you will be doing down the road. And, you know, if you do hear of anything really dastardly, send it our way so that we can get you back to warn people some more. So bless you, Lee B., and thank you for coming out.
Thank you for having me on the show. It's a great opportunity, and I just want to hold out one piece of hope that, you know, everything is impossible until somebody comes up with the solution. And I believe that somewhere out there, there must be one or more individuals, probably young, probably not yet manipulated into not having creative thoughts, who can think creatively about this and come up with a solution. I believe something must be possible somewhere. And someone out there, maybe somebody listening to the show right now, has the ability or the initiative or knows somebody who does and will actually come up with a solution. I, like Moses, I don't think I'm ever going to see it, but that doesn't mean that it cannot be done, that the solution is not out there. And if you have any impulse at all in that direction, please follow it. Follow your nose. Follow your heart, follow your spirit, listen to that little voice that that sneaks into your head. Mine comes in my right ear when it comes. And do what you can. We all need to be doing whatever it is that we can, not just for ourselves, but for each other and for the planet.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. And that's just so important. My dad was always big on that, because anytime the technology changed, you know, especially with him and his satellite dish back in those days, whatever they tried to do to turn it off so that he couldn't get his freebies or something, he says, you just wait. There's going to be some young kid come along, and he's going to have the answer to this and to that, and everything will be solved and fixed up. And he was quite correct. It is a technology war, and generally the young people are, you know, just enforced into taking a backseat in all this sort of thing and not presenting this information. But if you're out there, we're at Power Hour Nation. Drop us a line. You know from the site where to get a hold of us, and we'll take your ball and run with it. Thank you, Libby. We're very fortunate and blessed to have you with us, and good luck in all your endeavors.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Good day.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.